Playing strong defense, tipping passes, you know, trying to steal the ball, you know, being scrappy for the ball also when it gets loose.
They're very good. Throwing it into Tim Ives, but before he could even catch it, number 14, Austin Burton, put a shoulder into him. That will be, I believe, his first foul, second foul on Jeffrey Wright. Scratch that.
He's been the hot hand for the Bearcats. They don't want to see him get that cheap third one here in the last 3.5 minutes.
Strzeski now with it for North Huron. Pass the top of the key to Nick Gratzky. Steps back, shoots it, misses though. And Kyle Case comes up with the ball. Tipped around though. And Ubley's number 32, Jonathan Bisher, comes up with it.
A lot of Bearcats in the paint there to grab that rebound. Only seen one white jersey in there, just a good box out there by Ubley.
Jeffrey Wright now with it for Ubley, the long two-pointer, 22-19, Ubley leading it. And Jeffrey Wright.
Yep, he picked up that third. He's the hot hand. He's going to have to go out for the Bearcats.
The fifth foul for Ubley now as a team. 2:57 to go.
Two fouls on him. I guess that's his first.
Well, I think they mistaken that that last foul was on Austin Burton, and this one is on Jeffrey Wright.
Okay, so that's the first on Wright. And Wright's really heating up for the Bearcats right now. I talked about it in the pregame. You know, Ubley's looking for that go-to score, and this sophomore is a very electric player right now.
Kyle Case with it now for North Huron. Separated the defense with a nice play. Shoots it, misses though. And it gets tipped out by Ubley. One thing you gotta say, with Trent Morrell on the baseline blocking you, that's tough to see anybody open for North Huron.
And even though he didn't block that shot of Kyle Case, he affected that shot. Case had to alter his shot, and he missed it. He came up short.
Tim Ives passed it into Strzeski to Goretzky. Goretzky driving in another directed play with big pressure by Morrell. So Ubley comes up with it. The air ball by Goretzky. Wright drives it now, shoots it from about 15 feet.
If this was NBA Jam, he would be on fire right now.
Yeah, 24-19, Ubley taking a lead here.
Hey, you said it, he's been heating up. Austin Rice now with it for North Huron to Nick Goretzky. Nick Goretzky throw kind of an awful pass. And it was tipped by Ubley.
And Ubley, doing all they can. They want to get their first win on the season. They're 0-3, and their game on the 20th was canceled due to that big ice storm and the rain that we had that Paul wasn't too happy about because of the weather there. But opening season at 0-3, and they took on some tough teams, the Reese, USA, and a resurgent Bay City All Saints team also.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. That is a resurgent Bay City All Saints team.
They didn't have, a win last year at all?
Maybe one. I got to see All Saints against Harbor Beach, and you know, even though Harbor Beach won that game, that All Saints team has greatly improved.
And this is the last year for Bay City All Saints to be playing in the Greater
correct.
Thumb West.
Let me tell you, that Greater Thumb West is going to be very, very tough this year. The East, I think, is Marlette and Harbor Beach, maybe Brown City, but that West, like you said, the Ubley's kind of faced the two top teams already, I believe.
Well, on that last play, good defense by North Huron. The 5-second call against Ubley. So North Huron comes up with the ball. Clark now passes it to Brandon Moore. Brandon Moore driving it. And he drove it, shot it, made it, and got fouled.
He got a very, very generous continuation on that.
And he knew he got fouled. That's 24-21, and he goes to the line for the traditional three-point play.
I think he finished the play, got the shot. Now he gets his bonus to make the three-point play here. It's 24-21, Ubley with the lead.
Moore shoots it and makes that one, 24-22, minute 46 in this quarter, as Jeffrey Wright comes up with it for Ubley, crossing the timeline, pass it to 22, Kurt Kabaki. Nobody guarding him, just off the pick for Kurt Kabaki, shoots the long three. And Nick Goretzky for North Huron comes up with it. Pass to Clark, pass to Kaczynski, who passed to Case. Case to...
Yep, good call.
And Brandon Moore stepping on the line, on the baseline there underneath the basket.
And in basketball and football, that would have been out of bounds.
Yeah, you got to be aware of your surroundings, and I think that was good defense. Didn't really touch him, but altered his path, and Moore had to go out of bounds.
Did Moore play last year, Paul?
Yes.
Number 34 for Ubley, Tyler Brandell with the easy right-handed layup. 26-22 with a minute left in this ball game, or in this half, excuse me. Nick Goretzky with it for North Huron, backing down his defenders, pass it up to Clark on the top, who drove it uncontrolled, and it hit the front of the rim. Ubley comes up with that rebound.
And Ubley Bearcats utilizing what they're known for, that 2-3 zone defense when they have to use it here.
Jeffrey Wright with the nice pass into 32. Jonathan Bisher with that nice two.
Down to about 35 seconds here, 28-22. Ubley with a 6-point lead. Largest lead of the game for them in this game so far.
Brandon Moore driving it for North Huron. Kicks it out on the right to Kyle Case. Case to Clark. Back. Uh-oh, and it got tipped away, and Ubley steals it. He tried driving it, but did get fouled by Nick Goretzky. A pretty hard foul.
Yeah, he wasn't going to let him make that after stealing it.
It was hard but clean.
Hard but very clean.
They're letting them play here.
That's going to send Kurt Kabaki to the line for two.
There's 19.4 seconds left in this first half. 28-22, Ubley with the lead and trying to extend it even more here.
Kabaki shoots his first free throw and makes that one.
Six fouls for Ubley, four fouls for North Huron.
Kabaki set to shoot his second. Takes his time, couple dribbles, puts that one up, and gets the nice roll. 30-22, North Huron with it, with some pressure in the backcourt by Ubley. And they finally cross the timeline. Brandon Moore all the way across, bad pass, picked off by 34. Tyler Brandel, who also got it picked off. Kyle Moore going on the other end, shoots it, misses. And that is the half. 30-22.
Ubley Bearcats with the lead against North Huron here in the first half. Second half action also coming up, and we'll have your halftime stats on the way also. You're listening to Cruise 102.1 WLEW. It's high school boys basketball action here at North Huron High School. Once again, Ubley leading North Huron 30-22.
Make your New Year's resolution to have your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Ubley Motor Service has sale pricing now on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires, and they have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Your friends and neighbors at Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy thank you for your support this past year, and they look forward to serving you in 2014. Every year, more farmers and homeowners turn to Farmers Cooperative Grain Company, the Kindy Co-op, for bulk fuel, paint, hardware, building materials, seed grain, chemicals, and fertilizers. Huron County's oldest member-owned co-op has served Huron County since 1914. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company will close at noon Tuesday, December 24th and Tuesday, December 30th. Best wishes for safe and happy holidays from everyone at Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy.
Is it time for a change? The Port Austin State Bank wants your business. Personal hometown service from local people you trust. Stability and all the modern conveniences available in the banking industry today. Free checking, free checks to senior citizens, internet banking, automatic bill pay, IRA accounts, a 24-hour ATM, and more. Switching is easy. Just call or stop by, and the Port Austin State Bank will make the transition for you.
Hi, this is Steve Schmidt, president of the Port Austin State Bank. Your account is very important to us. We have been serving the Thumb area of Michigan since 1884. For the personal hometown service you expect, visit the Port Austin State Bank.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
So, your kids are growing up fast. It happens to everyone. Seems like just last year they were asking for a new doll or toy, and soon they'll be bugging you for a new car. But right now, it's time to start thinking about a cell phone. Thumb Cellular is here to help. Introducing the Starter Plan. Unlimited text messaging and home mobile-to-mobile for just $14.99 a month. You heard right, $14.99 a month to get your child set up with a cell phone perfect for staying in touch with parents, relatives, and friends alike. And you can choose one of two different phones for free when you add a starter phone to your existing Thumb Cellular account. Terms of service apply. Your kids may not be ready for that new car just yet, but they can grow up one step at a time. This Christmas season, choose the Starter Plan. Just $14.99 a month from Thumb Cellular, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll,